Keep it simple, keep it simple, keep it simple, keep it simple, keep it simple. Keep it simple now, now, now. Keep it simple now, keep it simple, keep it simple, keep it simple. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with Bible Stories. Yes, keep it simple, keep it simple, keep it simple. Bible Stories. Let the little children come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. What could be more simple than little children? What could be more innocent than little children? What could be more divine than little children? The tendency of the world is to become more and more complex, more and more sophisticated, more and more looking outwardly instead of looking inwardly. The tendency of the world is to find the stars, the planets, the moons, look beyond the earth, look beyond everything, and in the process just find a lot of confusion. The new school that has been created is called the School of Chaos, and how interesting. Well, keep it simple. When little children do anything, they listen within themselves for how they should do it, and then they do it. Now, sometimes they're not correct according to what society says, or their parents or elders or teachers say, but little children are perfectly content with what they're doing. They keep it very simple. They say, why shouldn't we like everybody? Why shouldn't we be friends with everybody? Even the kids you call bad kids, why shouldn't we be friends with them? And we come back, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Well, my goodness, that's what the children are saying. Why shouldn't we be friends with everybody? Why shouldn't we have a good time? Why shouldn't we do the things we want to do, you know? And so we listen to the children, and if we can listen without judgment, if we can listen and say, what is their heart saying? What is the simplicity of their inner being saying? And when we listen to the little children, we can only come up with, love your neighbor, love everybody. You don't have to like what they do. You don't have to like them as a person. That would be nice, but you love them. You love them and let them do their thing. No judgment. You let them do their thing. You let them be what they want to be. But in the same light, you be who you are. As parents teach this to children, children already know it, that they are a living example. And when they are leaders of whoever they are. And their friends will follow them, and their friends will do what they ask them to do, because they stand up for who they are. The little children shall lead them. How very true. How very true. For little children, as we so often say, playing together in a sandbox, they may speak different languages, but they understand each other. And by the time little children who have been in a sandbox together for a morning, when they come home and are asked, well, what did you talk about? Oh, all sorts of things. And the little children tell you all sorts of things about these other children who speak entirely different languages, because there is a communication of the heart that takes place that is so fantastic and so informative. Yes. We must become as little children, with the innocence and the belief. What are the little children innocent of? Are they innocent of something on the outer, or are they innocent of something on their inner? Innocence means to live by who you are. We saw a movie the other night, it happened one night, and in this movie, the two actors were quite good, and they were very fascinating. And the woman was a very innocent lady. She was not stupid. She was not dumb. She was sophisticated. She knew the way of the world. She knew what people wanted and what they were thinking, and sometimes the naughty things that they were thinking. But she did not have those thoughts herself. She would not participate with those thoughts. She would not entertain those thoughts. She would just ignore it and go her way, do her thing. And in the process, she turned out to be a very stable, strong lady, that when the circumstances became too heavy for her, she just put on her strength, and with her strength, she was untouched. You see, all of us have that ability to be as a little child. Because with her innocence, with her purity, with her attitude of mind, with her values that she had, and I guess that really is the big word there, the values that she had, those values could not in any way be taken away from her. All people misunderstood her. People didn't believe her. People didn't thought perhaps nobody could be so innocent, so genuine like this woman was. But everybody who knew her knew that she was. And everybody who knew her knew that that was her purity and her goodness. And it only brought her more and more beautiful things. Stories of values like this. This is what little children teach us. They have their own values. They have values that they're born with. That's just their nature, their inner beingness. They even have values where they say, "Mommy, you said we shouldn't tell a lie, and you told a lie to our neighbor. And you said to our neighbor that we were not going to be home, and we couldn't entertain them, and we couldn't do this. And Mom, we're going to be home." "Yes, but I didn't want to have that wasted on visiting with them." "Mom, a lie is always a lie, isn't it?" "Yes, a lie is always a lie." "Well then, how could you say a lie to her just because you wanted to say something else? Why don't you just say, we want to be alone that night, and we would appreciate being alone." "But you can't say that. That doesn't sound nice." "But Mom, that's honest. Mom, you always tell the truth." Yes. Be as the little children. They shall lead us. They shall show us the way. They shall guide us into all truth. This day, let us use the Bible in its positive, joyous, wonderful phrases to tell us stories and to point the way to us. The greatest psychologist, the greatest philosophy, the greatest religion ever known is the religion of the heart, the philosophy of the heart, the psychology of the heart. Read the Bible within you, and you will be fulfilled forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.